In the United States of America, jury duty is one of the obligations of a citizen. And in California, it may soon be an obligation for more than just citizens. Governor Jerry Brown may sign a bill that the state legislature passed recently. The law would allow permanent residents in California to sit on juries, even when they're not citizens. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji reports.
Ha, jury duty. There are scores of stand-up routines on how to evade it. Here's Late Show host David Letterman with one of his lame excuses.
That's when I came up with that dry scalp thing.
You was you.
If you don't think dry scalp will work and you're itching to avoid jury duty, there are also plenty of how-to videos online.
Step one, you may have a legitimate reason and not even know it. If you are over 70 years old, do not understand English.
And for California couples like
Safir Belali,
Patricia Belali,
where one partner is a citizen and the other isn't.
My wife is an American citizen and I'm a legal resident.
Well, let's just say Safir loves to tease his wife about one right that comes with her citizenship, getting that jury duty summons.
When I get that notice in the mail, you know, it's not something that I look forward to, but putting things in perspective, it definitely is a privilege because you get to have a say in the whole judicial process.
She's been getting those notices about twice a year, so every time I see that letter, I have to laugh.
California State Assemblyman Bob Wykowski believes that legal residents shouldn't be laughing. They should be reporting for jury duty.
It's part of your obligation that you're permanently here living in California and part of our society.
Wykowski's a Democrat who represents Fremont, California, a region with a good number of legal permanent residents from Asia. He sponsored the bill that would give legal residents the right to serve on juries. Nowhere in the U.S. is a non-citizen allowed to be a juror, but Wykowski says California is a great place to start.
Just because we've always done something doesn't mean that we can't change it to improve it. We have 3.4 million permanent legal immigrants, the people that would be available to serve on the jury. That's like 9% of our population.
And adding these legal residents, says Wykowski, would help create a true jury of our peers. He says 15% of people who receive a summons don't respond, period. So it's also a way to widen the jury pool. Ruben Navarrete lives in San Diego and is not a fan of Wykowski's bill, so much so he wrote about it in his syndicated column.
So they've contrived this argument that says, okay, Ruben, who's a U.S. citizen and should go to jury duty when he gets a summons in the mail, he's not going to. Rather than punish Ruben, what we'll do is we'll create a whole other system to allow somebody to come take Ruben's place. You know, it's interesting. We always have this debate about whether we're too hard on immigrants. The example I just gave you shows you the truth. The problem is we're too easy on Americans.
And Safir Belali, the permanent resident we met earlier, he doesn't think he should be forced to judge people based on laws made by politicians he can't vote for.
If you're going to afford someone the right to vote for whoever signs the laws, then it is okay. And, you know, they should be involved in, you know, judging their peers.
Speaking of law signing, Belali and other legal residents won't have to report for jury duty unless California Governor Jerry Brown signs the bill. He's got until early October to make his decision. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.